a valuable student loan benefit for government and nonprofit workers may be on the chopping block. The Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, which wipes out the balance of a qualifying student's debt after 10 years, would end under a Trump administration budget proposal. Danielle Douglas-Gabriel is a reporter with The Washington Post. She's been following this. And Danielle, how does the program work?
Sure. So George W. Bush actually enacted this program back in 2007 to help people who are interested in public service work, whether that means doctors deployed in rural areas where they are needed the most, or lawyers deployed in legal aid or public defender's office. The problem is, or at least critics of this program say the problem is that it's very costly. A recent Government Accountability Office report, I think, pegged that the average person who would benefit from this program has roughly $100,000 worth of debt.
Does it also include people who want to work for the government or for nonprofits who may otherwise not be able to make very much money in a salary?
Yes. If you work for any governmental agency, whether federal or state, as well as any nonprofit, and that's kept it pretty broad. You know, people who are critical of this program say that it is a backdoor subsidy for people to get graduate degrees because the vast majority of people who would probably benefit from this have advanced degrees.
Huh. Well, what does it mean for all of these people? I mean, 500,000 is what your reporting is showing us.
So that's the least of it. That half a million actually represents the people who have submitted what are called certification forms, verifying that their income and that they're working at a nonprofit every year. But you don't have to submit those verification forms to be eligible. And what is it's entirely possible that upwards of 2 million to 3 million people may be eligible for this program, even if they haven't submitted those forms. And what this might mean for them is a bit uncertain because the first wave of folks who are supposed to qualify for this would happen in October. So 2007 to 2017, that's your 10 years. But we have no sense, and the White House isn't telling us whether the folks who are 5 years into their work in the public sector or 6 years into their work in the public sector would all of a sudden kind of have the rug pulled from underneath them and no longer qualify.
Well, it's just one part of a big plan at the Department of Education to cut its budget by, you know, nearly $11 billion. I'm noticing from your reporting there's 22 programs on the line, a $1.2 billion cut for after-school programs, which serves more than a million children, many of them poor. Has there been a lot of backlash to this?
From our reporting, definitely. I think myself and my colleagues who wrote the story, we received a lot of emails and a lot of calls from people who are very much outraged by this. Now, keep in mind, this is the most complete draft of the budget, so it is entirely possible that maybe the public outcry will have the White House walk back some of these proposals. But we certainly get a sense that a lot of low-income kids could possibly suffer. On the one hand, the administration has called for continued funding for Summer Pell, which is a program that primarily benefits low-income students. But on the other hand, they are cutting programs like campus childcare, which is meant for parents who are taking college classes. They're cutting college prep programs that are meant for high school seniors as well as college freshmen who are first generation. So if it stays the way that it is and Congress approves the budget as is, that it could be potentially very detrimental to a lot of people.
That's Danielle Douglas-Gabriel. She's a reporter for The Washington Post. Danielle, thanks very much.
Thank you.